When wishes were horses and beggars could ride, in a stone castle by the sea there lived a rich lad.
What am I supposed to choose? There are so many.
And so he left the trail, and he followed the sound of the music.
I am the goat from the hills and the mountains. And when I have finished eating these herbs and these vegetables, then I shall eat you, too.
Once upon a time, and welcome to the Story Story Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Harding, and I have some stories for you. This is May Madness, where I bring you a new story and storyteller every day of the week, because I am obsessed with stories, and I can't wait to share more with you. The fairy tale sponsor for this episode is Happily Ever Rafters. It's time to put the roof on the house of your dreams. But you want to make sure it's a high-quality roof. Beams made out of magic trees, thatching that will keep out the fairies, and maybe a chimney big enough for Santa, but not the big bad wolf. Turn to Happily Ever Rafters, the roofing company of your dreams. They can put a roof on anything from a mouse house to a tower without doors. Happily Ever Rafters, your favorite fairy tale roofer. I have told you about all the patrons the podcast has, and a huge thank you to their magical support. If you would like to become a supporter of the podcast for as little as $4 a month, you can find links on storystorypodcast.com and hear me read your name and thank your beautiful face for the world to hear. If becoming a supporter isn't in the cards right now, then help the podcast grow by sending this along to a friend. Your friend will appreciate a bedtime story, and I'll appreciate you sharing the podcast with another pair of ears. The theme for this week is tricksters, and sometimes even the elements can have minds of their own. Robin Beatty is a storyteller that dives into both personal and traditional stories. Here she brings us the folk tale, When the Wind Changed.
How Bimbo the Snip's thumb stuck to his nose when the wind changed. There was once a boy in the village of Liver and Onions whose name was Bimbo the Snip. He forgot nearly everything his mother and father told him to do and told him not to do. Well, one day, his father, Bevo the Hike, came home and found Bimbo the Snip sitting on the front steps with his thumb fastened to his nose and the fingers wiggling.
I can't hang my thumb away, said Bimbo the Snip, because when I put my thumb to my nose and wiggle my fingers at the ice pan, the wind changed.
It was just like Mother said. If the wind changed, the thumb would stay fastened to my nose, and it won't come off.
Bevo the Hike took hold of that thumb and pulled. He tied a clothesline rope around it and pulled. He pushed with his foot and his heel against it. And all the time, the thumb stuck fast, and the fingers wiggled from the end of the nose of Bimbo the Snip. Bevo the Hike sent for the ward alderman. And the ward alderman sent for the barn boss of the street cleaning department. And the barn boss of the street cleaning department sent for the head vaccinator of the Vaccination Bureau of the Health Department. And the head vaccinator of the Vaccination Bureau of the Health Department, he sent for the big main fixer of the Weather Bureau, where they understand the tricks of the wind and the wind changing. And the big main fixer of the Weather Bureau said, ahem. Why, if you hit the thumb 6 times with the end of a traffic policeman's club, the thumb will come loose. So Bevo the Hike went to a traffic policeman standing on a street corner with a whistle, telling the wagons and cars which way to go. He told the traffic policeman, the wind changed, and Bimbo the Snip's thumb is fastened to his nose and will not come loose until it is hit 6 times with the end of a traffic policeman's club. And the traffic policeman answered him,
"Well, can't help you.
Unless you find a monkey to take my place, yeah. Standing on the corner, telling the wagons and cars which way to go." So Bimbo the Hike went to the zoo and said to a monkey, "The wind changed, and Bimbo the Snip's thumb is fastened to his nose and will not come loose until it is hit with the end of a traffic policeman's club 6 times. But the traffic policeman cannot leave his place on the street corner telling the traffic which way to go unless a monkey comes and takes his place." The monkey answered,
"Get me a ladder with a whistle so I can climb up and whistle and tell the traffic which way to go. Yeah."
So Bimbo the Hike hunted and hunted over the city. He looked and he looked, and he asked and he asked, till his feet and his eyes, his head and his heart were tired from top to bottom. And then he met an old widow woman, whose husband had been killed in a sewer explosion when he was digging sewer ditches. The old woman was carrying a bundle of picked-up kindling wood in a bag on her back because she didn't have enough money to buy coal. Bimbo the Hike told her, "You have problems. So do I. You are carrying a load on your back and people can see it. I am carrying a load and nobody sees it."
"Tell me your troubles," said the old widow woman. He told her, and she said, "In the next block is an old umbrella handle maker. He has a ladder with a whistle. He climbs up on the ladder when he makes long, long umbrella handles. And he has the whistle on the ladder to be whistling." Bimbo the Hike went to the next block, found the house of the umbrella handle maker, and said to him, "The wind changed, and Bimbo the Snip's thumb is fastened to his nose, and it will not come loose until it is hit with the end of a traffic policeman's club 6 times. And the traffic policeman cannot leave his place on the corners where he's telling the traffic which way to go unless a monkey comes to take his place. But the monkey cannot take his place unless he has a ladder with a whistle to stand on it, whistle the wagons and cars which way to go." And then the umbrella handle maker said, Tonight I have a very special job because I must work on a long, long umbrella handle. And I will need the ladder to climb up and the whistle to be whistling. But if you promise to have the ladder back by tonight, you can take it." Bimbo the Hike promised. Then he took the ladder with the whistle to the monkey. The monkey took the place of the traffic policeman, while the traffic policeman went to the home of Bimbo the Hike. And there was Bimbo the Snip, sitting on the front step with his thumb fastened to his nose, wiggling his fingers at everyone passing by on the street. The traffic policeman hit Bimbo the Snip's thumb 5 times with his club, and the thumb stuck fast. But the 6th time it was hit with the end of a traffic policeman's thumb club, it came loose. Then Bimbo thanked the policeman, thanked the monkey. He took the ladder with the whistle back to the umbrella handle maker and thanked him. When Bimbo the Hike got home that night, Bimbo the Snip was in bed and all tickled. He said to his father,
I will be careful how I stick my thumb to my nose and wiggle my fingers the next time the wind changes.
Thank you for listening to the Story Story Podcast. Show the love. Find Robin Beatty on the internet, tell her you heard her on the podcast, and now want to hear her tell more stories. You can find me and the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Story Story Podcast or Rachel Ann Harding. The idea for today's fairy tale sponsor came from the beautiful brain of Brendan Schneider. Check out the ads for the fairy tale sponsors on social media and let me know the favorite story you have heard or the favorite stories of your childhood. Who knows? Maybe you'll hear them here soon. Like and rate the show on iTunes, head over to the website, join the mailing list for hidden goodies, and if you tune in, you'll hear more stories tomorrow. But until then, live happily ever after.
Mary Kate opened up the door, and there on the doorstep, wrapped in his own blanket, was her baby.
And to this day, Anansi spins webs so that he can catch the flea, the fly, and the moth that got away.
If you go down to the lake on a clear day, when the water lies as calm as a sheet of glass, you can still see the rooftops of the castle glittering in the sunlight. And if you listen really closely, you can even hear the festive music.